Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street.
Home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bella Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bella Braddock. And today, what's in style at Walt Disney World this very minute?
Yes, if you're wondering what to wear to Walt Disney World and your Walt Disney World vacation in Disney parks and so on, here is what people are wearing right now in the parks in 2024. We did a pretty good observation. And there's some interesting things about each park. So,
well, I mean, there's lots to talk about, whether that's practicality or personal taste or simply just what the most common trend is right now. There's lots we're going to dive into.
I want to start with footwear quickly because back when I was a Disney travel advisor and so on, one of the most, if not the most common question I got about style and what to wear was around shoes, right? Footwear. And people said, well, can I wear flip-flops or what's the best thing? What's the most comfortable thing to wear? Let's start by saying, having spent, a week watching and looking in all the parks, by far 99.9% of footwear is what?
Running shoes.
Running shoes of all kinds.
Yeah, which seems to me like kind of the obvious answer. I mean, I think this comes back to some people not really understanding the scale of Walt Disney World before you go there. You are walking 20,000 step days. Even if you're not in the parks 10 hours, you're getting, I don't know if you have Fitbit, Apple Watch, whatever, you're getting 20,000 steps. It's a lot of walking. Your flip-flops are not going to cut it.
Yeah, and you wore flip-flops for one day on this trip. And how
did
that go?
I did an experiment.
What was the result?
I think a day is really generous. I wore them for about an hour in the Magic Kingdom, and I said, forget this, and I went back to the room to change. So that was my experiment for everyone listening. Do not recommend. If you insist on wearing flip-flops, please find the most comfortable pair you have.
Like, yeah, I think people think, oh, they're going to be comfortable. Like, this is almost always on hard pounding hot pavement as well, right, in the parks.
If you would not walk a 5K in them, don't wear them to Disney World.
And in 7 days, I think we did two parks every day, I saw exactly one person wearing flip-flops.
One single person.
It was at Epcot, which is the park I'd wear them least of all.
Really? I can see wearing flip-flops to Epcot.
I mean, but anyway, I just wanted to throw footwear out there. There's running shoes of all kinds. Not a new pair, mind you.
Well, they
don't
need to
be new shoes.
When I say running shoes, I mean sneakers. They don't need to be, I'm going to jog at 10K, I'm doing Run Disney. Just not like flip-flops. Some people are wearing loafers or ankle boots or whatever. That's a bit better, but just...
That's true. I did see the odd one of those, but I mean, it is overwhelmingly sneakers/running shoes.
Like, as long as you can walk around in it for a long time and not get blisters, just wear it at home. Practice it at home is the number one advice people give, and it's very solid advice. If you wouldn't walk around your neighborhood all day in them, don't bring them. If you wouldn't think, oh, I'd walk around New York City in these, don't bring them.
And
just
another
don't
thing,
do it.
Now, on a sort of related note, I am an anti-croc person. Can't stand them. I'll just come right out and say it. For all of you who love them, I don't. I just hate them. You do see some, but I'm going to say, twice on this trip, we saw 3 or 4 year olds wipe out hard, face down, knees cut, in Crocs in the park. So I would not put a young one in Crocs at Walt Disney World because we saw it not once, but twice on two entirely different occasions with different kids.
Yeah. Only thing I will say, I will give a little small bit of praise to Crocs, is they're good in wetness. Because a lot of the times, if it's raining, if it's the summer or anything like that,
yeah,
you need
well,
to...
Yeah, well, I'm talking about Crocs
bring,
and socks.
I know
so
what
if
I'm
you
saying.
Want to get into fashion faux pas...
No, I'm saying if you need to bring two pairs of shoes, a lot of the time the recommendation is, oh, bring two pairs of running shoes. Crocs might be a little bit better because they can deal with the water more so you're not dealing with soggy feet.
Yes, well...
That's one little
anyway,
mini
Anyway, watch
pro
your little
Crocs.
Ones because we saw it twice.
Yeah.
They're not good for kids and because they're
not
running.
A the nice sight.
The kids will run and they went down hard and it was not, nice to see them twice. So anyway, footwear, running shoes, you're good to go. A good broken in pair at the very least. And that's what you want to wear on your feet. Now, we notice differences in parks for what people are wearing as well.
And I noticed that it differs by season, by time of year, which I also think has to do with what kind of groups of people are there and everything. But it changes. It's very different, actually, than August, what people tend to wear in March break.
Yeah, so we talked about spring break a couple of weeks ago, or the weather forecast for this month of March. It's pretty good. We didn't have much rain in the week. It was milder than it has been in past years. But overwhelmingly, again, I would say t-shirts generally. Now, there are some subsets
well,
and
you
trends.
Can't, you can't wear the t-shirts in August.
They're, well, I still do.
Well, you're interesting. They're going to be a no-go for anyone with long hair. If your hair is not up, a t-shirt is not being worn.
I personally like the button-up, collared, short-sleeve shirts, but I do wear t-shirts as well. But most people wear tees, and most people wear graphic tees. Now, yeah. I will say, for tops like that, the ones I noticed most themed to the park happened to be Epcot and Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Those are the parks where people try to dress in theme.
I think it's because
more
those,
so than the other parks.
Well, I would say those are the most distinct parks because I think people think they're doing magic specific and it ends up being very world general. Whereas if you're dressing in Animal Kingdom, you're dressing like animal print, animal vibe, very specific. Same thing if you're mentioning around the world in your shirt, we all know what park you're going to.
Yeah, most of the Epcot themed right. stuff is around, is World Showcase related.
Which is fine. It's cute. It's funny, but it's very one park based.
So graphic tees, the kind that we sell in the shop, are very common still, very popular in the parks, in those two parks in particular.
Definitely this time of year because people come more so with their little ones, with big groups. There's lots of matching family t-shirt ensembles. So if you want to be wearing these, now is the time of year to be sporting your matching ensembles.
And there are different kinds of matching. So there are matching shirts with the you know, fake Disney font, and everybody wears the exact same shirt. I did not see as many of those now.
Really?
Certainly not in the two parks we mentioned. In Animal Kingdom and Epcot, I think there were less of those.
No, but I beg to differ. In Magic Kingdom,
yes,
constant those shirts. Now, they're not personally for me, but I will admit seeing like so-and-so's 8th birthday, like mom of the birthday, whatever. It's very cute. As
and then
family,
there are the
very,
other
very
kind,
nice.
The kind I like, subtle Disney style. They're matching almost like related Disney shirts. So it's part of a theme of shirts as opposed to those ones with the Disney font and, you know, the Etsy type of thing that you that everybody buys. Not a fan of those personally, but they are still being worn. I, you know, any kind of matching shirt like that is good if you want to. We saw some in some like bright green or red. So it's easy to pick out your party if you have a big group, like 10 people.
Yeah
sure. It's Which a good I will way to quickly assess where is everyone.
I admit it, it's smart. Well, it might not be the most fashionable option if you have a little one prone to running and are not a big fan of the leash idea. A neon color might be your might be a good friend for you.
Yeah, we saw more leashes than I care to see in a Disney World on people, that is, leashing your kids. Are you pro or against leashing your kids? We never leashed our kids, but Amelia was not a leash kid.
I'm just an angel.
But I think I noticed more true. Leashes this year. I don't know what's going
really?
On with that. Yeah. Interesting. Now, lots of shorts. I never wore jeans. I don't like wearing jeans to Disney World unless it's cold. But there were a few days where it was well into the 80s and people are in jeans. So, but
it's me. But, I'm people.
But you know what? That is definitely the rarity.
Really?
Yeah, most people by far were in shorts. I mean, you noticed jeans as being out of place.
Oh, well, yeah.
So shorts are still, and what other bottoms? What were women wearing? I was noticing more shorts on guys. Cargo shorts with a couple of pockets on the sides, always a good call.
Yeah. Well, coming back to my point, it's a little bit different than the summer, but there is still an overwhelming amount of Lululemon everywhere you look. It's very
present. What do
you
mean more specifically?
Well, I mean by that, not specifically brand, that specific brand, just in general, that style, that look. So for example, like those athletic shorts, the tight ones, or the looser ones that are mostly like 4 inches, 2 inches, a lot of those smaller ones are very popular in women just to kind of stop the leg rubbing. A lot of times black bottoms with a colorful matching top or stuff like that, that seems to be the trend. Whereas in the summer, there's less matching t-shirts and more of like the A-line tops and stuff like that. But everything is overall very sporty. Right now, there's lots of athletic pieces from a variety of different brands, but just overall, that's the vibe. Rather than more like pleated shirts or stuff like that, it's sporty tennis, athletic quick dry shorts are more in trend.
Yes, my new quick dries were a hit, so I like that. I always love light. They're not because they're also light. Now, what about headwear? I do not notice a ton of hats. There are people like let's say if I say there's, you know, 99% of people or 99.5% are wearing running shoes, I would say 20% of people are wearing hats or some kind of headgear. It's a good idea.
Not including ears,
because that's not really...
Like protective.
Yeah, protective headwear. For me personally, I get how they protect your head, but they keep heat in for me. So they actually make me hotter, like baseball hats and stuff now. Protects you from the sun, but I don't know. I like the heat to be able to escape and not... You know, I'd rather just stand under a tree. You'll see me doing that a lot if I need a shade break.
Yeah, it's mostly, I don't know, I think that may be more of a guy thing because women's sun hats, I find, tend to be more breezy and cooling, but I cannot tell you how many men I saw in NFL baseball caps on this vacation.
A lot of people still wear them. I'd say maybe a quarter or something like that still wear them.
It was a lot. So maybe those hats are warmer. If you're looking for a breezier hat, try a beachy floppy hat.
Yeah, you saw a few of
those. A beachy floppy hat.
Whatever you wear, always consider what ride, you know, if you're a ride person or not. I mean, if you're just going to Epcot to go to the Flower and Garden or any festival, then you can wear things that you don't have to worry about stuffing them in a pocket on a ride and stuff.
That's
like
true.
That.
True. You see the most pretty dresses at Epcot because people just want to drink around the world and not go on any rides, which I respect.
That's what I meant. Like
Did
when
I
talked
on a
about
single
theming,
ride at Epcot?
Theming Epcot, so. You know, is more casual, light, airy, sometimes with the graphic tees relating to World Showcase. Whereas Animal Kingdom, I noticed more sort of animal-ish type things or shirts that were more in theme with the park. Not that everybody's walking around in tiger stripes or leopard prints, but more in the vibe of Animal Kingdom. Whereas Magic Kingdom, you can see a lot of matching shirts, a lot of standard Disney stuff. Hollywood Studios is an odd duck. I couldn't get a bead on it. It was sort of a match of everything.
Hollywood Studios, people go to ride rides. That is what you're there for. Like, for example, on this trip, I did not go on a single ride at Epcot. But Hollywood, ride after ride after ride, that is why you're there. That is your goal. So I feel like you're thinking less about your outfit at Hollywood than any other park.
Unless you're a Star Wars person.
Key exception being unless, not even Star Wars, but unless you're theming a land. If you're showing up in your Toy Story outfit, if you're showing up dressed for Star Wars, that's different. But I just think in general.
But of all the parks, you will notice sometimes it's hard to tell if it's a cast member or a guest in Star Wars gear in Galaxy's Edge. Because some of the cast members do walk around in gear just to make it a bit of the vibe. But it's so crowded. It takes away from the actual enjoyment of the theme. That's why I always recommend going at night to Galaxy's Edge. It's less crowded and it's cooler vibe with the lighting. Anyway, there you have it. That is what to wear this year. If you're wondering about footwear, wear running shoes, your favorite comfy pair, and just do yourself a favor that way.
I still have a blister.
Otherwise, you know,
from my flip-flops,
you're pretty good with whatever you want to wear, right? Just comfort over style, I
would
say. I think
my point is, mostly over the breaks because a lot of people are off from school. It tends to be very much mismatched, mostly go for comfort because at this time of year, it's very busy and you will likely be in the parks for longer.
All right. So let us know your favorite style outfits for Walt Disney World. And if you have any questions as a new traveler, feel free to reach out on social media at 1923 Main Street. And we'll share our thoughts on that. Thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you again next week and have a magical day.
Bye-bye.